On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Lucy Hickmott.
The UK's largest peacetime repatriation is underway following the collapse of Thomas Cook. Emergency flights are being organised for 150,000 customers after the company failed to secure a last-ditch rescue deal. Chief exec Peter Frankhauser has apologised to customers and staff.
I know that this outcome will be devastating to many people and will cause a lot of anxiety, stress, and disruption.
The firm had 13 branches here in Kent and employed more than 20,000 people who've all now lost their jobs. Hundreds of thousands have also had their holidays cancelled. John Cook turned up at their Strood branch earlier wanting some answers.
I've got a holiday booked to Kalkan in 3 weeks in Turkey. Paid the £1,400 many months ago, so they've got my money now, but there's no one seems to be available. It's closed, so I'm now left with no holiday. I haven't got my money back and don't know how I can get my money back because the credit card company Barclays are just jammed, the lines are jammed, I can't get through.
Labour says the government should have intervened, but the Transport Secretary insists it's working round the clock to help customers. Martin Lewis from Money Saving Experts says most people will get their money back, but not everyone.
I'm afraid people who paid in cash, bank transfer, cheque, and if you're not at all protected and you don't have travel insurance, you're probably going to lose some money.
A special website and 24-hour helpline have been set up. We've got the details at kentonline.co.uk. You can also watch our report on this story on KMTV tonight from 5.30.
KMFM News.
A man in his 50s has died following a crash on the M20. The motorbike he was riding was involved in a collision with a lorry on the London-bound carriageway between Ashford and Maidstone yesterday afternoon. KMFM's been told he was from Yorkshire. Investigators want to hear from anyone with dashcam footage from the time. Labour members are expected to clash with Jeremy Corbyn over Brexit policy in crunch votes later. At the party's annual conference in Brighton, they'll have their say on what stance Labour should take towards the EU. The leaders called for a neutral position going into a general election, but some delegates support pro-Remain. Shadow Chancellor John McDonnell is clear on who he's backing.
I'll be supporting Jeremy Corbyn's NEC statement and proposal because I think it's a logical process by which he's trying to bring the party and the country together again. But I've made it clear I can't see a better option than Remain.
Meantime, Corbyn resign has been written in big red letters on the side of Dover and Deal's Labour Party headquarters. The graffiti was spotted on the building in Coombe Valley Road on Saturday morning and was wiped off within a few hours. The local party's vice chairman says they're extremely disappointed by the vandalism.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after two police officers were hit by a car. Another man was also struck by the vehicle in Littlehampton in West Sussex early this morning. A controlled explosion's been carried out on a suspicious package at Manchester Airport Station. It was closed earlier but has since reopened. A man's been arrested. Firefighters are still at the scene of a large haystack blaze near Tenterden this lunchtime. It broke out on Rye Road in Wittersham in the early hours of this morning. We're told crews are making steady progress in putting out the flames. Two recycling centres in Kent are being considered as locations for brand new solar farms. Councillor Matthew Balfour thinks the idea could work if people who live nearby are on board.
We've got to make sure that the local communities are happy with what we're doing, but if that can be done and it is viable, that's better use of the land than just having it empty.
The sites are North Farm in Tunbridge Wells and Swales Church Marshes. A man who stole a £5 note from a car in Maidstone has ended up having to pay £185 in court costs and compensation. The 43-year-old was caught on CCTV smashing the window of a vehicle in May. And the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have arrived in South Africa with their baby son Archie. It's their first official tour as a family.
KMFM Sport.
With
Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket, and Kent are struggling with the bat on day one of their final county championship game of the season. They're taking on Hampshire at Canterbury with a chance of finishing third in the Division 1 table. Opening batsman Zach Crawley got out before scoring any runs, while captain Sam Billings only managed to add one to the scoreboard. At lunch, Kent were on 79 for 6. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.